Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Streets of Gold, the Art of Invitation series. Today we're going over Greet and Qualify, which are the first two steps of the invite formula. Last week we covered pretty extensively the characteristics of a great communicator. But today, what we're going to do is put these things into practice. We're going to learn how to actually embody the characteristics of great communicators towards the goal of inviting someone to first take a look at network marketing as an industry, and then to take a look at our particular business opportunity. Toward the end of the discussion on yesterday, one of the things that I touched on briefly, but I'm going to go into with a little bit more detail before we move forward into the actual greet and qualify steps, are brilliant compensation. Brilliant compensation is a video that I think everyone on this call has been exposed to some degree or another. I ask pretty much everyone that I talk to watch that video in totality and with attention, because it, one, gives you the ability to properly evaluate a business opportunity, but more critically, it introduces network marketing in a way that actually fully explains network marketing as it should be. And as it actually is, especially with people like us in Streets of Gold entering the arena or actively involved in the arena of network marketing. There probably isn't a greater opportunity for almost anyone to just come in out of nowhere and achieve financial goals and achieve financial prominence like can be achieved through a network marketing endeavor. But brilliant compensation brings that to the table, and it dispels many of the objections, if not all of the objections, that you will get as a network marketer. Things like, is this a pyramid? I don't like network marketing. That stuff doesn't work. These are the types of objections that we all receive, whether they're stated or unstated. When we talk to prospects, we feel that they're excited, but then they just suddenly fade away. We can't communicate with them anymore. It's because there are a lot of things in the culture that are contrary and counter to network marketing as an industry. Brilliant compensation is probably the most ingenious technique that has ever been conceived of to actually overcome that before you even have to contend with it. So during the live calls and during your presentation, that is what you're initially trying to achieve, is to get your prospect to take a look at brilliant compensation, and then you're going to follow up with that prospect to invite them again to learn about your particular business. Now, of course, there are ways to achieve that goal, to smoothly transition from your initial greeting to the point where you're inviting them to take a look at your business, or to whether you're inviting them to take a look at network marketing and then to take a look at your business. That's what today's discussion and training is going to be about, is how to properly greet people and how to qualify them. Now, I'm going to define these terms here so that we all have the same understanding of what I mean by greet and what I mean by qualify. Because you know, there's some differences, I think, significantly, especially in the qualify definition and somewhat in the Greek definition. What I mean by Greek is a polite, verbal, and nonverbal expression used when meeting or talking to your prospect. But it also has a particular goal in mind. The goal is to get your prospect to communicate freely and openly. The qualify step is designed for you to determine whether or not your prospect is willing and capable of doing network marketing. Most of the time when we hear qualify your lead or qualify your prospect, we're trying to find out how much money he has in his pocket. That's not what we're trying to do at this stage in the game, if ever, because from my experience, and I think if you really are honest and open with yourself, people will find a way to buy anything that they really, really, really want. So whether or not he's got enough money right at this moment to afford something is really irrelevant. You can, if you do your job in helping him to see how opportunity that you have will make his life better, he'll find a way to make his life better, which means he'll be able to afford whatever business package you're trying to sell. Or you can help him or her earn their business package. You've got a wealth of possibilities along those lines, but it all starts with first determining what their needs, wants, wishes, hopes, and dreams are. Once you determine that, then you can evaluate yourself whether or not your business can help them accomplish that, and it probably can. And then to convey that information to your prospect. You know, all of this ties back to the very first day when we learned that we've got to be able to, as communicators, assist our prospect or our audience in seeing in their minds the same thing that we see in ours. But to accomplish that, you've got to get your prospect to be able to talk freely with you so that you can see in your mind the things that he'll want to see in his, which are the things that will make his life. You've got to have a genuine interest in your prospect in order to listen to your prospect appropriately. And during this call today, I'm going to play some conversations that I've had with people over the phone, and you'll hear me doing exactly that, actually listening to the things that people are saying to me and responding to them. And where I'm not quite sure, I seek clarity because I want to be certain of what they're saying because I care. It starts with the proper frame of mind, and it starts with the proper spirit of actually genuinely caring about people and caring enough to be able to actually help people. I said that last week, that money, your income, your commissions really all take care of themselves, especially as Carrot Bar's affiliates. We have built in a structure that if you're even mildly successful at recruiting and selling products, your financial rewards will be immense. So don't worry about that. You've got a good business model. Now you've got to focus on helping people, and the rest takes care of itself. So in greeting, we're going to deal – I guess we'll just jump right on this thing and deal with the greeting stage. It's not simply saying hello to a person or, hey, what's up, man? That's part of a greeting. But again, our greeting is designed with the purpose of getting our prospect to talk openly and freely. How do we achieve this? What do we do? From my experience and the way I was taught, to achieve someone to speak freely is, once again, you've got to listen to them. You've got to inquire. You've got to try to understand that person and to relate to that person at least on some level where they feel comfortable opening up to you to a small or great extent. Some people are more reserved than others. So in order to accomplish the greeting, a lot of times it'll take a little more time with some people than it'll take with others. But the key to being successful in this business is not to rush things and hurry out of the greeting phase and into the qualify phase or the invite stage before you accomplish the greeting. You got to accomplish the greeting before you move on. Otherwise, you really got nothing in your hand. You have something, but you really won't have anything, and the deal won't actually go through. So, you know, we've always got to be serious about what it is we're doing. We've always got to be serious. We have to know we're serious. If we're serious about actually succeeding, it's not just about talking with people. It's with a purpose in mind, which is ultimately to either bring them into your business or to help them achieve some product that'll protect their savings or their the money that they have. The purchasing power of their money is protected by owning gold. If we don't accomplish each one of these steps appropriately, we're not going to actually be able to help these people, and ultimately we're not going to do as well in the business as we would like to do. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play, I think, a pretty good call for this exact purpose. It was a young lady named Morgan who was very resistant, to say the least, from the very beginning of our discussion. But by the time I had reached the qualify stage, it was a smooth sailing, easygoing discussion where Morgan was very happy to be on the phone with me, and it was a rather enjoyable, pleasant experience all the way through the point where I invited her to take a look at Brilliant Compensation. So I'm going to play a bit of that now, and I'll tell you some things about it in analysis after it plays out. So take a listen.
To Morgan.
This is she.
Hi, Morgan. My name is Raheem. I'm calling you because I just got a request for information from you for a home-based business or business opportunity. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did, but I'm not interested anymore. I was just looking.
Oh, okay. What made you change your mind?
Just trying to find something else.
Well, have you found exactly what you're looking for?
No, but I have a newborn baby, and I've been in the house for the past 2 months, so I'm ready to get out of the house.
Ah, ready to get out the house? That makes a lot of sense. So, is it a fair statement then that you're raring to go, but you're still looking for something to do?
What?
Is it a fair statement then that you're raring to go? You're just looking for the right opportunity. Yeah. Well, I think I might have some things that would be of interest to you, but I'd like to know a little bit about you. You know, because I've helped a lot of people, and I might be able to provide some assistance to you as well. What have you done in the past?
Man, I've been a cashier. I've worked on a farm. That's about it.
You've been a cashier and you worked on a farm? What kind of farming did you guys do?
I just helped with pecan trees.
You help with pecan trees?
Yeah, farming pecan trees.
Pecan trees are like the prettiest orchards, I think. I'm from Fort Valley, Georgia, and we've got a lot of pecan orchards. And I used to like to go to them to have picnics.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are so beautiful. So, well, what kind of things are you interested in?
Really anything. I just need a full-time job, something steady.
You need something steady.
Yeah.
If you had a full-time steady job, what would that mean for Morgan? What would that do for Morgan?
I mean, I don't know.
So you just go to work what I mean by what would that do for Morgan? As an example for me, when I was looking for, I'd say, a way to earn money, that was the number one thing for me. I had a pretty large family, and I needed a lot of income. So that was one of the things that it would have meant for Raheem, would have been more income and you know, my son, I've got a special needs child, and I needed to be able to do more for him. So that was, those were two of the things that, of what, you know, better employment would have meant for me, but I wanted to know about Morgan. What about you?
Well, I guess it would be more because my fiance, he works full time and he's not bringing in that much, but he's also trying to find something. So I guess that would mean helping him out with the bills and taking care of my baby, of course.
Okay,
and
helping out.
To do while I'm in school, so I pay for my schooling.
Ah, so you'd like to be able to pay for your schooling?
Yeah.
And I would imagine providing, you did mention it, providing for your new baby.
Yes. And more to come.
And more to come. Wow, you're expecting again?
No.
Okay.
Okay. About 2 or 3 years.
I got you, in about 2 or 3 years. So did you have a boy or a girl?
A boy.
A boy. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is me back, continuing forward. Now, what can we learn from that call? What can we learn? When we first got on the phone, when I first started speaking with Morgan, Morgan said off the top, I'm no longer interested. I'm no longer interested. Oh, well, I understand. Acknowledge her. I understand. Well, why is it that you're no longer interested? Or have you found what you were looking for? You know, these are ways to inquire, to discover what's going on with Morgan. But then we learn she's got a newborn baby. But she's still trying to get out of the house. See, these are things that I'm writing down from the very moment before I even dial someone. I have a pen and a pad of paper, or I have my little program open where I actually type my notes right into my database so I can pull it up each time I speak to someone and remind myself about what this person's needs, wants, hopes, and dreams are. But of course, with her already in a negative perspective or a negative frame of mind, when we first started having our discussion, her answers were rather short and curt. You know, what have you done in the past? Well, I worked on a farm and I worked as a cashier. Well, what do you want to get out of this? Well, that totally threw her. A technique that you'll learn in, to get someone to actually open up, especially when they're kind of resistant, is to give a little bit. Remember, I said you got to give before you can receive. So what did I do? I said, well, as an example, what it would have meant for me coming into, you know, being a owner of a home-based business was I needed more income. I needed to be able to provide more time and financial resources towards my special needs child. I opened up a bit, and then from there, Morgan opened up a lot. Learned Morgan's. You know, husband's having a hard time taking care of the family. Learned that Morgan is very proud and absolutely adores her little boy. You can hear it in her voice, the way she says, yeah, and thank you. She's very happy and to be on the phone with me after a certain point because I achieved a meaningful greeting and actually went quite a bit into qualify, because sometimes what you'll have to do is you'll have to qualify a little bit to accomplish the greeting, and then you circle back and complete the greeting before you move on to the invitation. But these are the types of things that I'm trying to get you guys to understand, is that sales is a method, because I have a structure to this thing. I have a greeting phase. I have a qualifying phase. I have an invite phase. I have a close to action phase. I got a handle objections phase. I've got these phases, but at the same time, I maintain my humanity throughout the entire dialogue. and throughout the entire discussion. My mind is genuinely on Morgan. I actually do care about Morgan. I'd like to see her be able to take care of her little baby and be a stay-at-home mom that actually brings home great income and can get her husband to the point where he doesn't have to do whatever type of menial task he's doing. Is not bringing in enough income to support a three-person family comfortably. I would love to see them be able to make it and stay together and not have the types of problems that marriages and young couples have because of financial stress. That kind of stuff hurts me to hear people going through those types of things. And you've got to open up your heart and open up your humanity such that you can relate, because all of us can relate to these things, but the way of the world makes our hearts so cold. You know, we stop really caring about these things and others, and we become so self-absorbed and focused on ourselves, totally, without any humanity. And that's what comes across during a phone conversation and a dialogue that turns the other person off. It's strictly business. Strictly business will get you very far at all in network marketing, because we're, by definition, a different type of promoting force in the world of business. You've got TV commercials and you've got brainwash campaigns galore pushing products and services everywhere. Network marketing as an industry exists counter to those things. So we have to bring something different to the table. And what we bring different to the table is the word of mouth factor. But your word of mouth won't go but so far unless you can master the ability to communicate openly with your prospect and be able to learn the things about their lives that you can help to make better, or to learn the things that they already know that they need in order to make their lives better. In the forefront of your mind always has to be, how can I help this person? I really want to help them. How can I make their lives better? You've got to be trying to, in the greeting phase, get to know the person. I really want to know Farad. I really would like to know Farad. What do I need to do? Yeah, let me find out about Farad's life. And that's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to play another call from a young man named Farad. And he's actually a person that called me. I've got ways of gathering leads galore. And sometimes I call them behind a purchase lead, or sometimes I call them behind my website lead generation pages that I have Google AdWords on and different sources. But, you know, every now and then, one of my more direct means, where I've got my number out there saying, give me a call if you want this type of information, sometimes you get I get a call in. And that's what I said last week, that you've got to already know in your mind how you're going to handle someone calling you. And not let it surprise you and catch you off guard. You've got to know off the top exactly what you're going to say and how you're going to go into things, even if you're off balance in your life when they call. And you'll hear me do that. I have to, you know, ask for a moment to get it together and, you know, do a little explaining. I was in the midst of something, and, you know, but we'll move forward as soon as I can get back to my desk and get organized and pull your file up. You know, these are the types of things you've got to have in mind such that you always sound professional and maintain your proper level of assertiveness. If you're too apologetic, you're losing assertiveness. And it's not just a matter of being not too aggressively assertive, but you don't want to be too passively assertive as well. You want to have the perfect balance. So, with no further ado, I'll start playing Farad.
Yes, can I speak to Ms. Raheem?
You're speaking to Raheem. How may I help you?
Yeah, how about you? My name is Farad. I received a call from you.
Yes, sir. I got to pull you back up if you can give me a moment.
Okay.
I got some correspondences from you today. requesting information on a home-based business, and I believe you sent me a request that I call you.
Yes, sir.
But I'm still trying to pull up any other notes that I may have taken. If you can just give me a moment more. I did like a internet radio broadcast last night, well, the night before last, and I was listening to the archive.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I'm kind of out of place. I apologize.
All right.
Let me see where we are. I know where you went. Yeah, Rod River. I like your name.
Thanks. Different.
Yes, sir. Farad is different. But it's among certain circles, it's a pretty known name. But, yeah. So, I guess you're interested in a home-based business. What are you doing now?
I just came from Alaska. I was a bill of collector there. I've been over there for almost a year.
What were you doing there?
I was a bill of collector working for a health corporation.
Oh, so you're working in the health sector? Okay. How'd you like
I
that?
Moved. I loved it. I liked Alaska. It just get really, really, really cold there.
It does.
I got a 4-year-old, and his mom wanted me to move back, so I had to come back, you know, home. So I was trying to figure out. I've been searching for something to do online a long time, but I never had the mentor or, you know, found a good system for it.
Okay. So what kind of things have you looked at in the past online, like as an example?
Never really tried anything, but I've seen the MCA, I've seen anything. I do a lot of real estate, do a lot of searching in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies, you know, just different stuff, just looking up stuff, basically research.
Okay, so you've been doing a lot of research.
Yes.
Cool. Well, if you found an opportunity that you thought was a good one, what do you see it doing for Farad? What do you see what are you trying to achieve by having a home-based business or just a business of your own?
You know, basically the time and the freedom to, you know, work for myself, provide, take care of my family, and put myself on the right track to, you know, being financially stable in the long run, not just now, but, you know, build a business and, you know, make something happen.
All right.
And keep growing and learning as I go along.
All right. You want to make something happen in your life. That makes sense.
Yes, sir.
There we go. We see an appropriate greeting where the prospect, you can literally see the prospect seeing himself in his mind. Where he's openly, when you ask him a question, he actually kind of thinks about the question and thinks about himself within the context of your question or within the parameters of your question. So you want to make something happen in your life. Yeah. And you can almost see him thinking of himself doing different things in his life. Having time, having resources to care for his new child, being reunited with his wife, not having to go way out to Alaska to earn a living. These are the types of things that you learn from an appropriate greeting. You've warmed him up to the point where you can inquire things and get truthful, meaningful answers to your questions as opposed to skimming on the surface. But you won't notice things about your prospect such that you can say the right thing at the right time in a discussion with them to get them to open up, if you don't have the proper frame of mind, which is a genuine desire to learn something about him as a human being. I noticed Farad's name. You know, I happen to know the name Farad. It comes from a very special person in my life, Farad Muhammad. He was a very special person in America. So that name meant something to me, but it may have been something else if it weren't that. It would have been something else if it weren't that. With everyone that I speak to, each one of you that I met personally, it was something about you that I noticed and made a comment about because I genuinely care. And I'm trying to get to know you for the purpose of helping you to make your life better so that my life will be better, so that the world is better. That has to be the spirit that you go at this. And literally everything begins to take care of itself. But you got to realize that you're gonna get some resistance from some people, some more than others. Farad was a pretty open guy, whereas Morgan was more skeptical. And then on the next call, we're going to deal with a person that's a little bit more reserved. You know, I think she was skeptical, reserved, cautious, and wise. Because there are a lot of opportunities out here in business in general that are unscrupulous, you know, and a lot of people get burned out here in the world. So some people take a much more precautionary perspective. I'd actually been dialoguing with this prospect over text messages, and I could sense the skepticism in her before I even called her on the phone. But when I called her, I wasn't in a guarded, ready-to-go-to-war type posture or mindset. My mindset was, I got to get her to see that I'm here to help. And the way to get her to see that I'm here to help is to be here to help. And as the conversation progressed, I was able to get her to open up more, so that I could begin to understand during the qualify phase of our discussion, what are some of the things that she would like to achieve by having her own business or a home-based opportunity. I can't stress this enough, that without that occurring during your discussion at the very beginning, you're not going to have very much at the end. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people try to skip by these things and go straight for the kill. You know, you're product oriented. Product does have its place, but product is a long way down the line when you're trying to sell a business opportunity or the product itself in this industry. You can't look at multi-level marketing as an industry the same way you look at traditional means of distributing and selling product. It's different. It's vastly different. That's why your approach has to be different. We're dealing with people directly, and which means we have to take a much more human approach to this than a cut and dry approach of just talking about the product and logical take them exactly to where you want them to be. Well, there's also another option. You know, he can wait and see what else is out there, which is what you'll get a lot of times if it's just a cold-blooded business decision. If it's not something that he needs right at this moment, 9 times out of 10, and if you've been doing this for a while or ever done this, you've seen it happen over and over again. He don't have to do it right now. He'll get around to it when he get around to it. If you want to motivate someone, the way to motivate them is to tap into the motivations that they already have. Get him to see the things that are really driving forces within his own life and his own personality, and help him to see how your opportunity might be able to make a difference. You won't have anything if you don't achieve that. And the way that you achieve that is by caring and by going through these steps. achieve a proper greeting where you have your person talking openly and freely to you, and then qualify them by finding out if they have needs, wants, wishes, hopes, and dreams that your opportunity to can fulfill. And you're not going to go straight at trying to push your product. The next conference that we do, we're going to move into the invitation phase where you get him to take a look at the multi-level marketing industry as a whole. But it's a step by step. It's almost like you're in a submarine. If you ever watch the old movies where the submarine gets attacked, you know, the hole is over at the back of the submarine where the mine went off, and the water's pouring in by the ton. The guys go, they move to the next compartment, and then they close the bulkhead door, and they seal off that compartment. And then, you know, they keep moving down the ship, sealing off compartments, trying to buy as much time as they can as they make their way towards the surface so that they all don't drown. And that's kind of how we have to do this. You know, we seal off, we get through the proper greeting, we achieve a proper greeting, we get the person talking openly and freely, and then we seal off that compartment, and now we can move to the qualify stage. And once we get through the qualify stage, we seal off that compartment, and then we move to the invitation phase. It's a step-by-step process, and you have to have that in your mind as you are trying to help this person to help themselves. We're going to move on now to Teresa, who is another person that I talked to that was a very interesting discussion that I had. Again, Teresa was somewhat skeptical. I didn't really get into her background, but I just have been dealing in this for a while. You know, I could sense that she's been burned out there. And she did say one or two things, and I inquired about a particular opportunity that she had participated in. But it was my process of actually inquiring and learning more that gave me the ability to move to the next step in my presentation to Teresa. So here we go. We're going to do it. Let me make sure I've got the right one. Yeah, it's right here.
Hello.
Hi. I believe we've been texting back and forth a little bit for the past, I'd say, 15 minutes or so. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
That's what's up. My name is Raheem. I'm responding because you sent me a request for information on home-based business.
Yes.
All right. Cool. I just wanted to know what are you doing now?
Hold on for a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Brooklyn, I cannot hear. Okay.
Yeah. So what are you doing now?
I'm not doing anything right now. Getting ready to get up to go cook, but
No, I meant for like.
I don't have anything right now. No.
Okay.
I have tried several things and was able to get them started.
Ah, I got you. What were some of the things you tried?
Well, the last thing I focused on doing is Ameriplan.
Ameriplan. I've heard of that.
Yes.
Is that like insurance or?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Ah, so you're an agent?
No, I'm not an insurance agent. It was just a company that was at home base. You know, have people starting up home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just take a long time to get anything started.
It took a long time to get things started?
Yes.
What do you think made it take so long?
Well, I placed the ads, but gathering leads was took a long time.
Gotcha.
I did leave, and I had to call the lead, and everybody don't give the correct telephone number,
the
problem.
I understand. Believe me, I totally understand. And Ameriplan, do you think that they had a good program to get you qualified leads?
Well, you have to get it yourself.
Ah, got you. So you have to go out.
They didn't furnish you the lease. You had to find the lease yourself.
I understand. Mm-hmm. So that was your job. You found leads for them.
Well, I found leads for myself.
Okay, you had to find your own leads. I understand. Okay, yeah. I'm just trying to understand. I like to, you know, make sure me and the person that I'm talking to are speaking the same language and I understand things the same, in the same way that the person's trying to say them. So pardon me that I ask questions. I just like to be clear.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of good, actually. So, all right. So you've done Ameriplan, the leads generation process, and getting leads wasn't the most enjoyable thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I would imagine if you had a difficulty getting leads, you certainly had difficulty getting sales.
Yes.
Right.
You know, doing it for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, and in 30 days, didn't have one person to respond. So I'm pleased with that.
Wow. Did you ever get to speak to anyone?
What you mean?
Let's say you actually got a real lead. Did you ever speak to anyone about Ameriplan?
No. The person wasn't a real lead. They had went to the website.
Oh, okay.
They went to the website twice, and they didn't really put in any information. They just visited the website twice.
So you never got any real leads?
No.
Oh, goodness. That's terrible. How do you feel otherwise that Ameriplan did as far as your training? Do you think they may have let you down on teaching you how to get leads?
No. No. Well, they tell you how to post the ad. They give you the ad. They give you the emails to send out. And they give you the scripts to, when your leads they come in, they give you the scripts. You stay on the phone. Everything was fine. It's just attracting the right people.
I understand. So we've got a lot of information about Teresa's experience with Ameriplan. We got a definite list of concerns that she would have about a network marketing type position. We learned where one organization let her down and didn't actually help her to be successful at what she was doing. These are the types of things that are critical in order to be able to, one, build a team, and to be able to lead those people towards success in achieving their goal. If I didn't know that, I wouldn't be able to compensate for it. I wouldn't be able to give her the things that she'd need in order to be successful and not repeat the same thing, or better yet, just turn her back on the opportunity altogether. It comes from a position of caring and being willing to listen and asking questions. Last week we touched on that whoever's asking the questions is in control of the discussion. I'm constantly asking and trying to get information so that I can be in a better position to offer solutions. Yeah, product knowledge has its place. That way I know whether or not I have a solution, or whether or not I have a way to facilitate solution. It's through the products ultimately and the business opportunity themselves that I offer. But before I can even get to that step, the first step is finding out what is this person's set of goals and objectives. Teresa began explaining to me the things that were of great concern with her. And by the end of that greeting, she was now talking freely about what was going on, as opposed to curt, short, not really interested type of answers that really don't give me anything to work with, and they certainly don't give me a perspective of what it is that would enable me to be able to better help her with whatever direction she's trying to take her life in. And I hope this is starting to make sense, and I believe it will certainly as we move on to the following modules in the up-and-coming weeks and maybe the up-and-coming days. We might do another conference call toward the middle of this week. I've got to get some feedback from you guys towards that. But I'm going to let that conclude today in the greet and qualify. What I'm going to do this week is probably this at some point shortly after we finally actually do end this phone call, is I'm going to send you guys out some emails. One email is one that I said I was going to send last week, but I decided to send it this week altogether. And that's going to be the 10 qualities of a great communicator, along with some exercises on greeting. We've got to start getting into the habit of doing certain things. I can train you all day long, tell you what I do, play recording after recording of me going all the way through to the bank. But at the same time, it's not going to do you any good unless you begin to put these things into practice. You've got to actually learn to embody these characteristics and embody these types of activities in your day-to-day life. I find that it's much more productive to actually just live this way. Live in such a way where you actually have a genuine concern and caring about others. Genuinely begin to listen to people more when you're having discussions with them. Openly listen to them. Care what they're saying so that you know what they're saying and know how to better help them in your interactions on things that are outside of the business world. Because it's not all about business. This is about life. And business is a component of your life. So I'm going to give you guys some exercises to do. And they're not hard things. They're just things to be mindful of throughout your day, doing whatever you're doing throughout the week, you know, to get you to be more involved and active in your interactions with others and your ability to communicate, to listen, to ask the appropriate types of questions, to be at the right level of assertiveness in dealing with people. And then we'll be moving forward in our modules such that we round out being able to properly invite someone to take a look at something that you have to show them. Because ultimately, this is going to be what makes or breaks you as a network marketer, whether or not you can invite someone to take a look at your product or to take a look at your business. Now, I want to open the phone up to you guys in a moment to hear anything about anything that you all are experiencing out there in the world, and to offer any assistance in any way that I might be able to. Some of you may have already began making phone calls, et cetera. I want to hear about those and hear about any snags or stumbling blocks you may have run into out there in the field. And, you know, I understand if you don't feel comfortable doing it necessarily today, but over the course of this thing, I really do hope that you begin to open up and not fear saying this in front of other people or whatever. Don't have those types of fears. We're our team. And, you know, eventually we'll get around to some team building opportunities so that you all get to know one another and feel comfortable in this, because I want you all to begin to do things like make three-way calls and listen to each other on the phones, so that you all can help each other get better with what you're doing. Because this is really about drilling and practice.
You know, you got to practice these things, and that's why I'm going to give you these exercises to do this week in remembering the qualities of a great communicator and using the techniques in the greet phase and in the qualify phase in your day-to-day interaction. But before I open the phone, I wanted to just briefly mention something that's in the forefront of my mind. I've given each one of you all links to Network Marketing 101 courses and activities and lessons. You know, I don't play daddy and things of that nature, but I do give things because I know that they help and that I know that they'll help you to be successful and because they work. You got to have the ability to create leads for yourself. You've got to have the ability to create leads. You've got to have the ability to create leads. You've got to have reinforcement on the invite techniques that I'm giving you, et cetera. Everything in the Network Marketing 101 course are things that I went through and things that I know helped make me into the man that I am today. I'm strongly suggesting that you go through it. It might seem corny or whatever's going through your mind, or you think you're too busy or whatever. But as far as the busy objection, you know, I'll say it the same way I do with any other prospect on I'm too busy. You know, you've got basically your life set in three slices. You've got time for sleep, time for work, and time for stuff. You got to have a certain amount of sleep. You can't really quit your job right now, I seriously doubt. So it's in the stuff side of things that you got to learn, that you probably got to make some adjustment so that you can make some adjustment on the work side. If you want more time from your work part of the day, in other words, you want to get out of your job, you probably got to sacrifice some of your stuff slot in order to achieve that. It's really a matter of desire. How bad do you want it? Do you want to be free of your boss? Do you want to be able to take care of your children and spend that quality time? Do you want to have the yacht? Do you want to ball out at the club? Whatever it is your hot button, the things that you dream of and see yourself doing, I'm not judging those things. I'm just saying that the things that you got to do, that in order to achieve them, you've got to put in the work, and you've got to be able to do certain things, at least if you're going to be in network marketing, to make those things possible. Going around trying to hype people up and some kind of way it's going to magically, you're going to magically be at the top of the of your organization, that's not going to happen. I've never seen it happen. It just doesn't happen in the world. But I do know that if you put forth learn certain techniques, make certain lifestyle changes, and embody certain characteristics, all of that is possible and more. But you've got to learn these things, and you've got to put them into practice. You've got to learn how to create appropriate ads. You've got to learn how to work angles such that you can find prospects in unconventional means. If you're not going through these exercises, you're not learning these things, because me and you would be having certain dialogues by now, and you'd be asking for help with this, that, and the other. Some are, most aren't, unfortunately. And I'd like for this to be going on, because it's only going to benefit you in the end to learn these techniques, to learn this way of thinking, such that when you actually get out there and begin trying to build up your own organization, you'll meet with success and meet with happiness at the same time. So I just wanted to put that out there to motivate, hopefully, and get you guys going through the Network Marketing 101, because those are things you can do that really don't require my input step by step, but I'm here to help and assist as you go along. That being said, I just wanted to open the phones up for anyone that had something to say or a question to ask. Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Teresa. I heard my record.
Hey. Hey, Teresa.
Hey.
Your call was a good one. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I hope you don't mind. I like the, you know, I use what I think to help the group. But your call was a good one for learning. It certainly was.
All I have to say is that, you know, when I was doing, a marathon, I guess my attention span is very short. I was on it for 5 or 6 hours a day, every day, and then some things I didn't get a lead or anything, you know, I just started losing it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't blame it on the marathon. I blame it on myself. My approach of, you know, was everybody used the same script, everybody used the same ads, everybody placed ads in the same places. And when you place ads, you see everybody else's ad there, and my ad would have to look better, sound better than everybody else had before.
Right, right. That's part of it. And the thing is I find out here in just this industry in general, they're not really giving you guys the resources you need in order to be able to succeed at this job. And that's where I'm trying to be different. You know, I think I gave you a list of 48 ads as base ads.
Yes.
And I'll write script that you need as you go along, just to get your feet wet. Eventually, I already know you'll be able to do this stuff on your own, but I got to get you going. And the only way to get you going is, number one, for me to know how to do it. But then, aside from me knowing how to do it, I've got to, you know, give you that ability and capability. And that's what the training is about, the Network Marketing 101, is to kind of get you into a lifestyle of this, such that it's almost second nature for you to do. Like, you know, I got your email about your pharmacy work you've been doing with the pharmacy. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Now you're learning how to beat through the hierarchy and beat through the bureaucracy. You know, and eventually you'll get to the point where it'll be a fast process. You'll know exactly what to do and how to cut straight to where you need to go to in a matter of minutes. You know, and this is how it's done, you know. You're going through a process where it's baby step by step, and then at the end of the day, you'll have not only the ability to invite, but you'll have the ability to create your lead, to create your market, to create your work. You know, and that's certainly what my goal is, and I know I've worked very hard at being able to have all of this stuff ready for you guys, and I've invested a lot of time, I've invested a lot of money, and I've invested a lot of my life in it. So, you know, that's just what I'm trying to offer to you and everyone else, so that we all can be successful and have the lives that we envision for ourselves.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But is there anything that I can help you with? Did you kind of understand how this invite formula is working in the context of the greet and qualify?
Yes. I'm already doing less than three, and I'm studying the 10 communication qualifiers quality. Right?
Yes.
And you have to know them by heart, you know.
Yes, I'm proud. Very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Because, you know, taking this stuff seriously and putting in the work is ultimately going to benefit you and your family, you know, the
mm-hmm.
most. And that's really what it's all about. But we're going to, like I say, this week I'm going to give you some things to do and to be mindful of. It's not really like exercises,
But it's just things to be mindful of as your day goes on. You know, maybe when your grandkids run through the house or one of your children come by, things to think about when you're dealing with them and interacting with them. You know, I want you to become more as open as possible to really focusing on people and taking in everything about them as an individual, each person you deal with. When I was a couple of years ago, I went to a school called Naropa where I studied Ikebana, which is Japanese flower arranging. And that's what we do in Ikebana is, you know, we really absorb our world and look at these flowers, look at the stems, look at the thorns, look at the grass, and absorb these things and try to create arrangements that are beautiful but blend in with the natural environment, including the light coming in from the window. You know, it sets your mind in a point where you're very observant. And I think through observation.
No, she's just in the mouth of it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I was saying, and I think through observation, you can actually achieve more because you have much more to work with. And, you know, and that's what this upcoming week's things are going to be about. I wanted to include anyone else. Does anyone else on the call have any observations, questions, comments, criticisms, or anything to add? Anyone? Well, hopefully we'll get y'all more actively involved because we're going to be doing some role play pretty soon. So you got to get over that shyness because shyness is not really one of the characteristics of a network marketer. Got to be willing to talk, and talking is a good thing. But I did want to thank everyone on the call for joining. I hope you got something out of it and a lot out of it because, you know, I gave you a lot, whether you realize it or not. You got to learn to make it through this through that submarine that I was talking about, and you'll find that your discussions have very few objections, if any. You know, I pride myself on being able to go through a sales presentation without hearing a single objection. You heard three phone calls today without a single objection. And you, Teresa, you actually were one of the people. I don't think you made an objection to this point still. You know, and that's what the power of this system really is, and if used correctly. But it all, once again, begins with you and your frame of mind. You've got to come from a position of a genuine desire to help others. You've got to have a genuine care and concern about others. And from that point of view, you basically create the prospect that you'd like to sell something to, you know, and I can't say it another way. This is a beautiful system, and I wish you all the best in learning it, and I wish you all the best in using it, and I wish you all the best in your lives and in your quest to achieve whatever within Carrot Bars International and Streets of Gold. So with that, I'll say peace, and thank you very much for attending. You all have a super day.
You too.
All right, peace.